Daily Rest, Thursday, August 10th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Heavenly Minded. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. Hidden in Christ. What does it mean that your life is hidden with Christ in God? It sounds kind of strange, and yet so wonderful. You have a whole new life. As we read in Ephesians, God made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:5 and 6. Our new life is with Christ. He is our Lord, who rules all things for our benefit. He is our head, controlling all the parts of his body. Cf. Ephesians 1. He is our head, controlling all the parts of his body. See also Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. He is our Savior, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Titus 2:14. But more than all that, he is our friend. He said to his disciples, "I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." John 15, verse 15. How amazing that our whole life, day in and day out, is lived with Christ. But that life is hidden because the world cannot see it. The people of the world have their life here in this world. They have their reward in gaining the honor and recognition of others, in gaining the riches of the world, and in enjoying the sinful pleasures of the world. They see you and think your life is the same, and don't understand that there is so much more to life. Because they don't see or understand our life with Christ, the world hates and persecutes us. This shouldn't surprise us, because Christ himself was hated and mistreated. Jesus reassures us, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." John 16:33. Remember the words of the psalmist who said, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." Psalm 16, verse 8. Lord, let me always find my peace and security in you. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.